Hello everybody, welcome to the Apple Charts for 13th of December 2021. We start at number 40, the singles charts. Driving Home for Christmas, Chris Rea, 39, Last Christmas, single version, Wham. 38, Underneath the Tree, Kelly Clarkson. 37, Bad Habits, Ed Sheeran. 36, Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues. 35, Santa, Can't You Hear Me, Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande. 34, Cut Me Loose, Jethro Heston. 33, Merry Christmas Everyone, Shakin' Stevens. 32, Don't Break My Heart, Tom Grennan. 31, I Wish from Joel Corry. The top 30 now. 30, One More Sleep, Leona Lewis. 29, Bad Habits, Ed Sheeran. 28, Home to You, This Christmas, Sigrid. 27, Together in Electric Dreams, Lola Young. 26, Time After Time from the McDonald's Christmas theme, Mabel. 25, 17 Going Under, Sam Fender. 24, How Long Will I Love You, bonus track, Ellie Goulding. 23, Feliz Navidad, Josie Feliciano. 22, Everywhere, BBC Children in Need, Neil Horan and Annie Marie, something or other. 21, White Feather Falls, Mandy Fisher. 20, Flowers, Ardy. 19, Walking in the Air, McFly. 18, Where Are You Now, Lost Frequencies. 17, Sweet Talker, Years and Years, and something else. 16, I Can Feel It, Sidekick. 15, Better Days, Dermot Kennedy. 14, This Is Not Just a Christmas Song, Team Romford. 13, Cold Heart, Elton John and Dua Lipa. 12, My Universe, Coldplay and BTS. 11, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. Now the big top 10. And number 10, Who You Are, Craig David and Emnek. 9, Tell Me Something Good, Ewan McVicar. Number 8, Shivers by Ed Sheeran. 7, High Power, Coldplay. 6, Easy On Me, Adele. 5, Cold Heart, Pioneer Remix, Elton John and Dua Lipa. 4, Do It, To It, featuring Cherish, All Crazy. 3, A, B, C, D, E, F, U, Gale. 2, Overpass Graffiti, Ed Sheeran. And the number 1 song this week, at this time anyway, is Merry Christmas by Ed Sheeran and Elton John. And that was the top 40 singles for the 13th of December. Now, you've probably just realised that there's two Cold Hearts by Elton John and Dua Lipa, one at 5 and one at 13. And the 13, just to avoid confusion, is the PNAU remix, and the fifth is the same, which is very confusing. So why is the two the same for? Is this some kind of con merch? Is this some kind of scandal or something? One has got a different cover on. Very, very strange. So I can't work it out. It is not avoiding confusion. It's actually confusing me. So something going on there, not quite right. Maybe there's an error somewhere in the chart. So let's look at the albums. And the albums, the album chart, top 40 goes something like this. At 40, 17 Going Under, Sam Fender. 39, Greatest Christmas Carols. 38, Acoustic Hymns by Richard Ashcroft. 37, Wild Dreams, Westlife. 36, Fighting Demons, Juicy World. 35, Peter Tong and Friends, Ibiza Classics, Peter Tong. 34, An Evening with Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars. 33, The Best of the Monkees, The Monkees. 32, The Nearer the Fountain, Damon Albarn. 31, The Last Ship, Sting. 30, Christmas Album, Various Artists. 29, The Lockdown Sessions, Elton John. 28, Between Us, Little Mix. 27, The Dream of Christmas, Gary Barlow. 26, Keys from Alicia Keys. 25, Disco Extended Mixes, Kylie Minogue. 24, Children's Christmas Carols. At 23, 2.0, GLS. 22, The Complete Greatest Hits, Eagles. 21, 17, Going Under, Sam Fender. 20, The Piano Man at Christmas, Jamie Cullum. 19, Barn, Neil Young. 18, The Annual 2022, Ministry of Sound, Various Artists. 17, Ultimate Christmas, Various Artists. 16, Music of the Spheres, it's Coldplay. And 15, Essential Classics, Essential Carols, Various Artists. 14, The West Side Story, Original Motion Picture Soundtrack, West Side Story. 13, Life by Misadventure, Rag and Bone Man. 12, Now That's What I Call a Massive Party, Various Artists. 11, Xmas 40, Christmas, Children's Christmas Songs, Various Artists. The Top 10 for the 13th of December. Voyage by ABBA is at number 10. Number 9, Elgar. Shiku Kenna. Number 8, Now That's What I Call Music. 110. Oh my goodness me. Various Artists. Number 7, Legends, The Christmas Collection, Various Artists. Equals by Ed Sheeran is at number 6. Christmas Deluxe, yep. 10th anniversary, Michael Bublé. 4th, Paul Weller, an orchestral song, something or other, Paul, of course, from Paul Weller. Number 3, finally, off the top spot for such a long time, making a lot of money for Adele. And the album is called 30, of course. And number 2, now 100 hits, Christmas time. Now 100 hits, Christmas, Various Artists, and the number 1 spot this week for the album chart is Now That's What I Call Christmas, Various Artists. So there's your rundown for the top 40 albums on the Apple chart. So these are all downloads rather than being an official chart. But still the same, it's still counted. And I'm not really sure. These charts are not daily. I think it's every single, I think it's every two days. And they have a chart rundown of 200, which is quite interesting. So if we look a bit further down the list to see if there's anything significant. Now That's What I Call Disney. 189. So let's keep going. As you could expect, because it's Christmas time, there's a lot of these compilation albums being bought. There, The Human League. Can you believe it? It's in the chart, 172. It deserves bigger than that, but that's still pretty good. I think probably because The Human League are doing a tour right now. And people are starting to buy that album again. And so it's not really significantly high. Annie Lennox, The Christmas Cornucopia or something. 152. OMD, 150. See if there's anything sticking out. Greatest Hits by Duran Duran, 142. Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, Ancient Albums, 141. Michael Jackson, The Number Ones, 136. Whitney Houston, 135. Frozen, The Original Motion Picture Soundtrack, 134. Greatest Showman Soundtrack, 132. So we'll keep moving on to see if we can find anything significant in this album, this massive big album chart. Van Morrison, 105, the essential Van Morrison. The Police, 101. Bee Gees, the ultimate Bee Gees album, 99. The Beatles, number one, at 96. So that's some interesting ones there, coming into the charts, very, very old albums. 21, Adele, at 81. Greatest Hits, The Police, 80. Who remembers The Police? Goodness me. Greatest Hits, Queen, 69. Duran Duran, Future Past, 62. That's not done too great. That's the new album from Duran Duran, and it hasn't done too good at all. It's bombed out. 56, Back to Black, Amy Winehouse. She's still doing the business, even though she's no longer with us because of a alleged, I don't know whether it's true or not, but it's alleged or reported drugs overdose. 43, Ladies and Gentlemen by George Michael. Still doing the business, of course, again, died through an addiction. They all do eventually. 38, Acoustic Hymns, Richard Ashcroft. He's doing well, the old man himself. So, that's the charts for the 13th of December. And let's see if there's any more, what we can do. We can do the... Yes, I will do that. We'll do the pre-orders. We can have a look at the pre-orders and maybe listen to a few tunes if they don't mind. So we'll look down the list. I'm always looking for Seal because I'm a very big Seal fan. And I am disappointed yet again for the second year. And me asking him, and he's actually replied to me as well, about what about a studio album, you know. And he's not come out with anything. So, so it's very disappointing. So, yeah, looking at the pre-orders, anything significant. Is, I mean, there's lots of names of these bands or artists that I've not heard of. Of course, we've heard of Matt Goss. He's got a new album out, The Beautiful Unknown. And that it will be out in February, and this is one of his songs. Right, you might not be able to hear that because my iPhone, unfortunately, has gone very, very low. That's what Apple do, don't they? They destroy all the older phones, so you hopefully buy the new ones or the newer ones. That's what makes them lots and lots of money. So that's Matt Goss. Back to the Future, the musical. Oh, that should be quite an interesting one, but I don't know what it is, but there is nothing. You can't play any of them, but it's a big album. 26 songs from that album, and that will be... released in February, so that should be quite a good one. I look forward to that one. That's £10 for that album. So let's carry on up the old list and see if there's anything significant. So I don't know who that is. It's good. There's an album called After Dinner, We Talk Dreams by Michelle. Who the flipping hell's Michelle? Michelle could be anyone, couldn't it? The Temptations, goodness me. I'm not playing that, but that's a pre-order. $10.99. Goldie, The Start of No Regret. I thought that was actually Amy Lee, but it's not. It's Amelie, Rise of the Monarch. That's a new album. Marillion, if you're into Marillion, they've got a new album out, An Hour Before It's Dark. That's a bit kind of seedy, isn't it? Strange title. Craig David has got a new album out, 22, and that probably, all of these probably will be next year now. Elvis Costello, who remembers them? Him. And his band, well, the boy named If, it's a new album. Stereophonics, Ocha, Ouacha. That's a new album. And that's your lot for the new albums that will be coming, that'll be released next year. Hopefully, Seal will have a new album out. And as I wet my whistle, I will be doing another podcast straight after this one about what happened last night here in the UK and about what's going on with the variant Omicron. But for now, hope you enjoyed this chart rundown. The next one will be the official chart on Friday. So please retune in again. And whilst we're doing the charts, we'll also have a bit of a laugh as well. If we can, we try and put a bit of humour into these charts, and to also give you some of the stuff that's going on in the world, in other podcasts as well, of course. So please share my work. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate your time, and I hope you've enjoyed this one. As you probably can tell, I'm getting a little bit better with this, so. It's hopeful that you find it quite funny where I can't actually pronounce the words. There's a big reason for that. Especially on the Apple, because I'm reading off an iPhone, and it doesn't give you all of the artists, so you just get something like a small paragraph, and I'd have to click on that to get the full artist, which is a bit delaying the actual process, isn't it? So there's the reason. Alright guys, so hope you enjoyed this one. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you again on Friday for the official charts. Take care.